Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander from Lenander Financial, and we're going to give you some information today that hope will make your tax season a little better. But before we start, Leanne, we need to make a couple of little announcements.
Which ones?
Well, this is one you don't know about yet.
Oh, dear.
You just got another award. What was the award, Leanne?
Oh, the Five-Star Wealth Manager Award.
Explain that, please. She's flustered.
I wasn't expecting that. Every year, there are Five-Star Wealth Managers Awards, and these go out to certain money managers in the Twin Cities. They do it in different areas all over the country, and this is the third year I've had the Five-Star Wealth Manager Award.
Congratulations.
And it's a combination of how you're looked at in the industry and your clients, what they have done, and as far as how they feel about you because they're asked questions, and your associates. So it is a very, very
prestigious
good
award.
And prestigious award, and I'm delighted to have it back.
Congratulations. I'm very proud of you. Now, I have one more thing before I go on.
Oh, dear.
No,
here we go
again. This is not an oh, dear. 2 weeks ago, I was on by myself, and I was talking about a book called The Retirement Miracle by Patrick Kelly. I've had a couple phone calls on that. A couple people asked for the book. A couple people said, well, what is this book before you send one to me? What I did was I offered to send these to people. It is a very conservative investment book. It is talking basically about guarantees.
Now, the one thing you've got to understand about this particular book is talking about retirement. So it's talking about retirement vehicles.
Right. So it is really a way for people to protect their assets to make sure that they never have any loss of principal or basic assets. It's an excellent little book. It's only about 100 pages. It's very small. Take you an hour and a half max to read it. And if you want one of those, give me a call. I'll be delighted to send one to you. Give me a call at 651-436-3997. 651-436-3997. If I'm not there, just leave a message and I will send the booklet to you. Now, those are my little announcements.
Now, last week I was on here by myself, and that's because Garwin had the flu. Now he's back with us. And I had talked about our 50th wedding anniversary and what we had seen in the past and where we can kind of look at what's going on now. So we're going to move into 2013, and as we moved into 2013, we are going to look back on 2012 because what time of year is it?
It's
tax time. And so we're going to hit some of that today because it's important that you think about what you did last year and what you can do this year. And 2012 was the year when you have to look at sitting down now with your CPA and reviewing several things. And I had talked about the fact you have to look at your goals and objectives. You have to find out where you were and think about where you're going. And part of that is your investments. In fact, that's a big portion of it. What are your investments? What happened to them last year? Where are you going for this year? Now, Garwin, let's just talk about 2012 for a minute in regards to your book, because this book talks about one particular type of investment that also deals with taxes. So pick up a little bit on that, and then we're going to talk about the IRAs.
Okay. This talks about an annuity called an indexed annuity. And this indexed annuity says that if you have growth in the market, you get the growth. If there is no growth in the market, you don't have any loss. So it actually protects your principal. If the market goes down 10%, you stay where you were.
You just stay status quo.
Stay status quo. If the market goes up 10%, you get the 10%. It's pretty simple. It is a wonderful vehicle for a portion of your assets. It is not an all-see, all-know, all-do situation. It's a very conservative type investment. But it is an investment, and it works very well in IRAs or in non-qualified monies. In fact, the biggest cases I've ever written were non-qualified, were non-IRA monies.
So what you're saying is you could have it in your IRA, but it's already a tax-deferred investment.
Right.
So that's why a lot of people will not use it for an IRA.
Correct.
However, it works well in conjunction with an IRA,
right,
especially if you are looking at a taxable situation you want to take control of.
Or one of these situations that down the road I want to start drawing income off of my principal, then an annuity is the only way that you can guarantee a lifetime income.
And that word guarantee is,
I think you better explain
that, because I cannot guarantee
investments.
But this is different because this is through an insurance company,
right,
and they are set up to do something like this.
Take a specific number of monies, amount of monies, and tell a person, you are now 70 years old, we will guarantee that we will pay you X number of dollars for the rest of your life. No matter how long you live. You might live 15 years, you might live 40 years, we're going to pay it to you.
One way to look at it is if you do win the lottery, they're giving you an option. You can take out a lump sum or you can take out a set amount every year. And that's what the annuity is geared for, is to give you a set amount every year. In fact, you may have a pension that never changes, that gives you a set amount.
That is an annuity.
You may actually have an option when you retire to go ahead and take that kind of an income stream or take it out as you wish or take out lump sums. But they are saying they are going to give you an income stream. And the insurance company has the individuals who work on this and figure out the actuaries, how long you're going to live, and how much you're allowed to take out.
It is a very specific actuarial science, but it works.
That's right. And so this is why he brought it up, because we get so many questions on annuities. And it's very difficult because annuities have only a special place in a portfolio. You hear all these good things and bad things, but you have to understand how that investment works and why you might use it and why you might not.
And why not. Sometimes they don't fit. That's right.
Now, one of the things that we are looking at going forward into 2013 and reviewing 2012 is the IRA, the individual retirement account. You as an individual have the right to put money into an individual retirement account. And for 2012, it was $5,000. If you are under age 50, but 50 and older, you could put away $6,000. And that means you have the right to have also a retirement program, and you can have this. Now, there's some rules and regulations about that. For instance, if you are in a retirement account at work, there are certain rules that you have to follow. If you make too much money, you may not be able to subtract that contribution on your taxes.
Talk to your CPA.
You need to talk to your CPA. And for 2013, understand that it's changing. So this year, if you're going to put it in for this year, it's going to be $5,500 if you're under 50, or $6,500 if you're 50 and older. They're giving you another option to take care of yourself, put more money away, and by doing that, you will have more money at retirement age.
So it makes a lot of sense. Now, what happens, Lynn, if you're still working?
If you're working, you can have a retirement plan at work, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You can contribute to that retirement plan, and as long as you're working there, you can contribute to that retirement plan. However, you cannot contribute to an IRA. Because it's 70 and a half, you have to start withdrawing money from an IRA because that's an individual retirement account. So you cannot add to a regular IRA.
Now say that again, Lynn. Very specific.
If you are working, you can contribute to the retirement plan at work. However, you cannot contribute to an IRA because at 70 and a half, you have to start withdrawing. So if you are working at 70 and a half, you may contribute to your regular retirement account at work until you retire, but you cannot add contributions to your IRAs at that age because you have to start withdrawing. There's a required minimum distribution that has to start coming out April 1st, the year after you turn 70 and a half. So there is a difference with the IRA. So you can't make regular contributions to a traditional IRA if you're age 70 and a half or older. However, I found this on the IRS website. So listen to this, and you may want to go back and look at this because I think I'm going back and look at this. It says you can still contribute to a Roth IRA, and of course you can make rollover contributions to a Roth or a traditional IRA regardless of your age. But it says you can't make regular contributions to a traditional IRA if you are age 70 and a half or older. However, you can still contribute to a Roth IRA.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
But that's what the rules are.
But I think what they're talking about and make rollover contributions.
To transfer out of an IRA to a Roth.
You can roll it over.
Okay.
But I'm going back and check that because I just looked at it and I'm thinking, wait a minute. But I think it's the fact that you can roll it from a regular IRA over. So there are some things you need to be aware of. The next thing is you may have a spouse that is not working. You are making money. You have the ability to put money into an IRA. You can put money into that IRA for your spouse also. So she can have or he can have an IRA as long as you are making money to go ahead and fund that IRA.
Is there a limit to amount that you can, or is it based on income?
It's based, well, if you go over a certain amount of income, you can't even contribute to take it off your taxes. I'm talking about the fact that if you're going to take it off your taxes, then you look at the fact if you're making so much money, you can make...
There's a cap income.
You can go ahead, right, and add for your spouse and for yourself. And that's a nice way for the spouse to get money, too, for a retirement account.
Right, nothing wrong with that.
Now, when we look at IRA contributions, and when we look at adding them so that we can go ahead and pull money from that, from your taxes, don't get scared or get worried about having to put the total amount away. You can put any amount up to
that amount.
Just be sure you put something in there because it will work for you over the long term.
It is very important to do your contributions and get them in. Get them in early because the earlier you get in, the earlier they start to make money for you. That's why it's important to do it the first part of the year if you can, rather than wait till the day before you file.
Yeah, wait till the day before you file. That's not going to work.
We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you want a copy of this little booklet, The Retirement Miracle, give me a call at 651-436-3997. 651-436-3997. Or call if you got some questions. We'll talk a little bit about it. See if it fits, answer some questions that you might have. Join us again next week for the Wise Money Show. We'll answer some questions and have a little chat about wise money.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.